Ursula Le Guin's Earthsea, Part 9, Tehanu, based on the novel Tehanu, adapted by Judith Adams.
Gauntport. Nowhere left to run. The ship dances on the water in front of us, taking in its sails. Mother, caught in the wizard's curse, sees a dragon and grips my hand, afraid.
We must mount, Mother. Sobriost.
A bridge slides down from the dragon's back. Mother steps towards it.
Oi! Clear off! This is the king's ship from Avno.
Help us!
From close behind us, Handy comes forward, grinning at me.
Mother!
Cold fingers seize my arm from behind, burning my skin.
Come on, girl. I won't hurt you.
Mother!
Let her go.
Let her go.
Help us. Let us come on board.
I don't want to hurt you, widow. I'll help you take care of her.
Men appear at the ship's side. The men from Havnor, who came to our house. Talking with a third, they point. He looks at us.
You! What do you want with that woman?
She's got my friend's little girl!
No!
Which did you see? It's mine!
Let go of her! Bring that man to me!
Handy runs. On my arm, five dark, bitter marks. The man walks down to us. Mother kneels.
Don't let them take her, my lord. Oh, don't let them have her. Not again! Not again! Not again!
No one will harm her. I'm Labanan of Enlad, mistress. Take my hand and rise.
She does as he says. The darkness shrinks. Not gone, but hiding, deep in her bones. He smiles, holding both her hands in his.
I'm Tanar. Tanar of Atuan.
My lady.
You are the king.
By the blessing of our dear friend and archmage, Sparrowhawk. And it's I who should kneel to you.
Oh, no, dear boy. Not you to me.
You came to find me. You have a message from him at last?
There's no message. I told your men. There will be no message through me.
Why does he hide from me, Tanar? He and I went in the dry land together. Came back together, saw death and escaped it together. Pardon me, my lady. If he doesn't wish to see me, there's an end of it.
Give him time. He's hurt very deeply. Everything taken from him.
Of course. You said you were trying to go home, to Atuan.
No, I live on Gaunt. My farm's in Middle Valley, up from Valmouth Port, just round that headland.
Perhaps I can help you then. We can take you there, yes? This very evening. It will be a great delight if you could come aboard and dine and sail with me. Oh. Come, will the little girl let me carry her?
Taru, when a king speaks, you answer.
His touch eased my mother's madness. I look up at him, and he at me. I see two of me in the bright brown eyes.
Yes.
Up you come, Daru. Have you ever sailed on a ship before?
The king!
Make way for the king!
Make way for the king!
Master! We sail to Valmouth tonight, and after, Havnor. Time to go home.
Yes, my lord.
This is fine wine.
Not, I'm told, as fine as the wine you gave my men. Is she sleeping?
I hope so.
Brave little creature.
She is. Braver than I am.
That I doubt. Ged told me about you. If only he was with us now. These times are still bad for all of us. But I could protect him anywhere if only... I had such hopes, Tanar, of keeping him close. What have I done to displease him?
Displease him? Nothing. When he spoke of you, I saw such light in his face. Such love and pride. He fights his own battle, Labanan.
So? I must give up. Go home and crown myself. Rok won't be pleased.
Can no one else crown you?
Only the Archmage.
Why don't the mages on Roke elect another?
Because he's alive. No Archmage ever absconded before. The Master Summoner, Thorian, he might try.
I remember Ged talking of him as a friend and a good man.
Yes, he was. Is.
But...
when we went into the Dryland to seek and destroy Cobb, Ged chose me to go with him, an untried boy, instead of Thorian, his oldest friend. Told him to stay and watch the wall. But he crossed after us and lost his way. For weeks after our return, his body lay in the great house on Roke, seemed dead. They were about to bury him when his eyes opened and he spoke.
What did he say?
That he'd come back to life, summoned himself to do what must be done.
Which was?
That's just it. Without Ged, the mages couldn't agree. We tried. I was asked to join a council on Roke. We met beyond the walls in the grove. But even there, it was all division and no decision. The master patterner, Asver, wouldn't speak at all. He sat there among the trees until we'd worn ourselves out with arguing. Then he spoke. Or something spoke. His voice changed. The mages call it the other voice. It said, Hama Gondon.
A woman on Gaunt. Your men mentioned her to me.
We think he meant you.
Not if she'll lead you to Ged. But I wonder whether you could return from the dead land living, because things, rules, boundaries were already changing and continue to change. The balance of power may be shifting from Roke to Havnor, Archmage to King.
A new order? A dragon did bring us to Roke, which is said to be defended utterly from dragons. It's true.
This boat is your dragon.
Not asleep, then?
Her name's Dragonfly, little one, so you're not wrong. This is my Lukfar, but she's bigger. Lukfar took Sparrowhawk and me to the ends of the world, and she still lies on the sand, far away on Celador, watching the waves through painted eyes.
Yes, I know. I saw her. Kalesin brought you back. When Kalesin comes again, it will be for me.
How will you get to your farm?
Walking.
Safely?
Look, there, that's Apple. Apple, my daughter, see? I won't be alone. She'll take me home.
Then sadly, I must bid you both farewell, with no excuse to linger. My men long to go home too.
Will you come again, or will others from Havnor?
Not for him. I'll forbid it. But for the woman in Asver's vision, yes. That may bring them back. Perhaps to you. Shall you mind?
I can't help them. They'll be welcome at Oak Farm, of course.
I came seeking one friend, and instead found another. Farewell. Until we meet again, dear Thanar. I swear we shall.
We walk to the farm together. Apple, mother and me. I keep ahead, feeling a coldness behind us. After tea, they sit outside the door to watch the sun setting, while I coax the goats into their shed.
You kissed a king. It's so strange. I've never thought about who you are, as well as our mother, I mean. Not till now.
When I first saw him on the quayside, I thought it might be Spark for a moment. I hope he's grown into a man like that.
Spark? Not likely. He came here, you know.
Who?
Spark, a week ago. Jumped ship, I think. Doesn't seem to want to go back either. Been pirating stolen goods, no doubt, and got found out.
Is he still around?
Not him. Never stays anywhere long. Said he may want to be master now, though. Imagine. What's he ever done for the farm?
It's his.
He'll drive Clearbrook mad. Besides, what about you?
I'll deal with your brother when I see him. If I see him. Has Clearbrook mentioned another man coming here? Last few days? I thought he might be...
Hawk, you mean? So you really sent him?
Yes.
Clearbrook said he wasn't needed. Sent him up the mountain above Lissu, I think, tending goats for Farmer Seri.
Not needed? Clearbrook's a stubborn old fool.
Who's Hawk, Mother?
No one. Just someone I met. at Rialbi. Theru, time to come in.
Oak Farm has many rooms. But that first night, I asked to lie by the fire. One eye closed. The other fixed in fire. Always open.
I don't like leaving you, Mother.
Get along with you.
Bolt the doors tonight. You might at least get a dog.
I might.
The first night passes in peace. The next, it looks like snow and we light a fire after work. Mother spins some wool.
Tell the story about you and Hawk mending Eltharin's ring.
That's a summer story.
What's a winter story?
Great stories. The creation of Ea. I might teach you that before the long dance.
I can't sing.
You will, in your way. Listen. End from beginning, made from unmaking. Who shall know? Clearly. What's that? Clearbrook? Is that you? Theru, go to the kitchen. Slide the bolt on the cool room. Softly. I'll lock this one.
I reach the cool room door and slide the bolt.
No, no.
One of them ran the wrong way into me pitchfork. He's still breathing, I think.
Old or young?
Older. I may have killed him.
May have? Make sure.
I can't, Tina. I'll drag him into the dairy. Put a cover over him.
Do it, then. I won't help. Theru, come here. Here, to me. It's all right.
At the fireside, Mother's hands shake. She kisses me. She holds me and we sit till Ged comes back in. Stamping off the snow. Some of it bloody.
Done all I can. He's still alive.
Pity. Lock the door. Where's the other?
Ran off.
Get by the fire.
He sits wet, shivering too, head hanging. I fetch blankets. Put on another log.
Why are you here? Did you come with them?
Yes. But they didn't know I was following. When I heard them on the road behind me, I hid. Heard one say, Oak Farm. So I stayed close behind. They kept talking about the child and you, boasting what they do to you. Same thing they did to another woman.
Sunini.
You know them, Theru?
Calls himself a father, the one you forked. Young ones called Handy. They tried to destroy my child and me.
I should have finished him, finished them both. I'm sorry, Theru.
Did you know we'd be here?
Only when I heard them talking on the road.
But how is it you were on the road at all? Coming down anyway. Isn't that the kind of thing happens to a wizard?
My dear, are you still trying to reinstate me? I can't answer your question. I was lying on a rock looking at the sky at a hawk hunting. I tried to call it. It didn't come. I was remembering the first time I saw you. Your torchlight flickering in darkness. Then it was as though I stepped through to something.
The doorway we enter when leaving.
All things returning.
I know what comes next. We know of the eldest, the doorkeeper, Sagoi, watching and waiting for fire of the morning.
Good.
You can teach me the rest now.
Time for bed, Theru. I'll come later.
You didn't tell Sparrowhawk about the king.
The king? What about him?
You tell him.
He has a ship called Dragonfly. He carried me onto its back. My arm, here, was hurt because Handy touched me. The king touched me and the marks went away.
So they did. It's true.
Someday, I'll sail to where he lives.
Bed.
I kiss both their faces, red in the fire, and go to my room. Their voices flow on the warm air rising.
That's the most she's said to any man.
I'd like to stay here, if I might. Work here.
That's settled then, for the winter anyway. Well, who shall I sleep with tonight, Ged? The child or you?
Me, if you will. If you'll be patient with me.
Better late than never, eh? 25 years I've been patient with you. Oh, my dear, you mustn't look so stricken. I'm only a bitter old woman. Nothing's wasted. Nothing's ever wasted. You taught me that. I've loved you since the first time I saw you. In the tombs. In my torchlight.
Life given.
Come to bed.
There's a bed here, by the fireside.
The hawk from the mountain turns on the spinning air, claws locked with mother's. Next morning, Clearbrook and the bailiffs come, take the stabbed man to face the new king's justice if he lives. Not Handy, though, or Aspen. And there's still a seed of darkness in my mother. A hole in her mind she can't see into or speak of. I watch it growing through the winter into spring, when a man comes through the door one evening without knocking, homing like our swallows.
Hello, Mother.
Spock, my boy!
Well, well, don't carry on.
Well, Apple said you might come. Have you eaten?
I could eat.
Oh, sit. Tell me where you've been these 4 years. Here's what's left of the stew and bread.
Who's running the farm now?
I am. Do you want to run it?
Father's dead. Farm's mine.
Can you manage?
Oh, Clearbrook's still around, isn't he? And you can stay, of course. Help out, if you want.
But there's a man I'm with now. Hawk. And a child. You'll have to sleep in the loft room for a bit.
What child? Yours?
Taru, where have you got to? Come and meet Spock.
I creep from the shadow near the door.
What's that? What happened to her?
She was burned. Here's my son I told you about, Taru. A sailor. Come here to see us. Kiss your sister, Spock.
My sister? Sister?
Mother tries to speak and can't. So I hold her.
You won't cry?
That's how Ged finds us.
My turn to lose something I wanted to be proud of.
What have you lost?
Spock. The son who never became a man. I failed. Too late now. You can water a stone, but it doesn't grow.
You have to start when they're young and tender, like me.
I had thought perhaps we might be left in peace to make a life here.
I could look for goat herding again. It would make things easier for you if you stay.
This isn't home. It's time to go back home now.
They're looking at me, wondering, eyes wide.
Where, Theru?
Ogion's house. Rayalby. That's home. And Auntie needs us. She's ill.
Moss. Ill?
Still they stare.
Spell. She's been calling to me.
She's... I must go to her.
Of course, we'll all go. First light.
So we walk the road back home. To Ogion's bones among the roots and stones. To the perch of hawks and dragons. To the source of Mother's curse. Waiting for us. Fog is coming down when we get to the road fork. Sharp and cold from the mountain. It's a trap, of course. But we must go through it to the other side.
This way.
That goes to the mansion, Tanar. We want...
This is the way.
She leads Ged with her into the fog. They are spelled. Shadows move within, and the man of shadows waiting.
Welcome. What great personages come to honour the house of my lord of Rhaelbi? Lady Tanar of Atuan and Lord Archmage Wither. I fish for crab and catch a whale. Kneel.
My mother and father kneel. The sorcerer doesn't see me. Perhaps the greyness cloaks me.
Do you remember who I am?
Or I am less than nothing.
You may speak.
Aspen. One of those I sent away from Roke. Unfinished.
And my true name?
I don't know.
Mages know all names.
I'm not a mage.
Say it again.
I'm not a mage.
But I am. Say it. The words you denied me on Roke.
You are a mage.
Come up with me now. To the mansion. Don't stand. Crawl.
I turn and run to the cliff where I'm never to go. I stand on the edge. The sea winks. Lights cut through from the west. One sunbolt blazing. I stare right into it with the other eye, and with the other voice call the names I've always known.
Kalesin! Kalesin! Vessi! Tahanu! Mercraft!
Auntie Moss?
Who's there? Who is it?
Oh, dearie child, my little burned one, my pretty. Your mother's caught, then. They poisoned me to trap her. Oh, my fault. They wouldn't let me die until she came. Oh, let me die now.
You're icy cold.
You're fire, child. Your hand burns me.
You shouldn't die.
Call me by my true name.
Hatha.
Oh, I knew. I always knew you had power. Set me free, child. Kill me.
No, we have to wait till they get here.
Until who get here, dearie?
My people. We have to wait. Not long. I'll hold you, keep you warm. Sleep, Auntie. Be patient.
At sunrise, there are men on the Overfell. Aspen and Handy and two others. My mother kneels, silent. Ged stands, head down, both are bruised and broken.
Pull her up on her hind legs. All the way up. Enough. Give the leash to the Archmage. He can lead her over the edge.
What are you waiting for, Sparrowhawk? Thought you could fly like a bird.
They both look up. Her mother points.
She wants to speak.
Up there! Look! Look there!
Through a doorway in the sky and a stream of trailing fire flying straight towards us is a coiling mailed body. Fire scorches over us and eats the grey men to their blackened bones. After, there's just the wind blowing from the sea and one spinning yellow eye looking at us, sidelong.
I heard you calling.
Will you take me now? To the others, on the other wind.
You want to leave these?
Can they come with us? They're our people.
Their life is here, and here needs you. Earthsea needs you.
If I stay, will you come back for me?
I will come back for you, daughter. Ged, Tenar, I give you my child, as you will give me yours in time.
Veined wings shoot up crimson and beat the air. Then it's gone. The doorway. The thought. The impossible thing.
Good. We stay here for now. Come on! Auntie Moss needs us!
Dragon speech. Her native tongue.
She was always Tehanu. She knew...
The name her mother gave her. Named by the giver of names.
Do you think she can live here with us? Now she knows who she is.
Perhaps. Until we learn what she is.
And then?
Then, I don't know. All of us will need to find new ways to live, perhaps. Until then, let's go home.
Part 9 of Earthsea, based on the novel Tehanu by Ursula Le Guin. Tanar is played by Nina Wadia. Ged is Robert Glenister. Tehanu, Laura Elphinstone. And Tharu is Rosie Bohr. Lebanon is played by Stephen Robertson. Moss by Elizabeth Council. Aspen, John Lightbody. And Kalesin by Emma Handy. Apple is Kerry Goodison. Spark, Joseph Eyre. The Sailor, Sean Murray. And Tharu's father is Stephen Hogan. Original music is composed by John Nichols. Earthsea is adapted by Judith Adams, and the director is Sasha Yevtushenko.